This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Who exploded Vivian Stone? Was it Screen Hunk McSalad?
Mother's Digest called me dependably erotic.
Leading lady Joanna Shoebags.
Oh, you call me dramatic again, I will die!
First time director Wallace Byrne McTravers.
I think I'll just keep my clothes on for now.
Assistant director Laura Sidesalad.
If I can help you direct this film, I can certainly help direct your Winkle.
Technician James Wigington.
You've got a funny way of addressing a man holding a power drill.
Or someone else entirely. Listen in to find out who exploded Vivian Stone.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm ready. I'm all yours. Not really, but sorry.
Hi, welcome to On The Mic. Look, it's Beck McMillan.
I didn't know. I thought
incredible I was entrepreneur, businesswoman, motivational speaker, and all-round legend, lovely lady and mum.
Thank you. What an introduction.
She's been through a hell of a lot of crap in her life, and that has made her the woman who she is today. Some stuff that she just spilled to me at my place that when she showed up here, which shocked me, and I didn't even know what to say. I've never been in that situation before. I'm going to tell you about that very soon. But she's here in all her beautiful laced glory. She's got her crystals going. I haven't got my crystals here. Look at this one.
Yes, the selenite. Am I looking at this camera, Mike?
You're a crystal guru. Just pick a camera.
Okay,
they're everywhere.
Pick a camera, every camera.
One up there, one down there. Cameras all over the shop. That's what we do.
Yeah, let's keep our selenite here with us, Mike.
Selenite.
Just to keep us.
We'll talk about this. We're going to talk about your crystal business, your motivational speaking business. You've got all sorts of beads and jewelry and incredible stuff that you're doing. And one of the most important reasons why you're here today is for you, the people at home, because Beck is someone who have experienced something that people wouldn't experience in 10 lifetimes, probably 100 lifetimes. Some of the things that you've been through and you've gotten through are just absolutely unbelievable. And to come out of what you've been through to be the positive person that you are is just astounding. And you're absolutely unstoppable. And I take my hat off to you if I was wearing one. But the things that you have done for people, and you're just checking out your social media and the comments that you get, and the I don't know if you call them fans, more so your friends and your family on there who really support you, and you support them, and you help people through a lot of crap. Yeah. And who do you turn to when you've been through a amount of things like you have, someone who's already been through it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just off the top of my head, I mean, and I feel bad even saying that. I mean, when you were going through one of the worst times of your life, you're losing a child, not once, but twice, you know, losing your husband walked out on you at the same time. You were sick, having your father died. And how do you get out of all that misery and be the positive person that you are today?
How did I get out of it? I just barely survived it, but I had an awakening, and I was told that this was all happening to me to be the person to inspire people to never give up. So it's truly clear to me my mission here in this lifetime, and that's to show people the way, to show people the light, and to help awaken people into better people, and to help in the mental health space in the masses, to not judge people with mental health problems. So I'm just here to lead by example and to raise the consciousness of the planet and healing of the planet, and just to show people that suffer, they can turn their lives around, and they can achieve greatness, and they can do whatever they want no matter what happens. And people that judge people that have been through hard times, I'm here to show them not to judge, and just to see people for the strong people that they are that suffer.
So, I mean, I've lightly touched on it and said, you know, the things that you went through, but for the people who are getting to know you for the first time now, do you just want to briefly explain what you would if you were going to do a presentation, explain who you are and the things that you've been through, just so they can get a grasp of what happened to you?
Okay. In a nutshell, just some of the traumas. I'm going to look at this here. Some of the traumas from a child, low self-esteem and depression, overweight. I was bullied. I ended up with drug addictions, self-sabotage, toxic relationships, physical abuse, mental abuse, rapes, loss of children. I accidentally smothered my own child who was 80 days old. I lost another twin and had to carry her inside me until the end of the pregnancy. I've had depression and anxiety since a child, PTSD. I used to see my new baby as my deceased baby. So basically every time I would see my baby asleep, I would see him dead. Or if I was at the shops, I would see a baby asleep and freak out thinking they were dead. I've had 20% of my body burnt at 7.5 months pregnant with my oldest son, which led to 5 years of covering myself up in shame. I had to get taught how to walk again. So one could say it was pretty messed up. And
now your toughest challenge so far is being on my show and being interviewed by Mike Goldman.
Well, it can't get any better than this.
Well done for stepping up to the plate and taking on a real challenge.
Is this my punishment?
It's about time. okay. Well, we could dwell on that for hours. I mean,
there's no dwelling here.
But the thing is, if people want to know the crap that you went through, and I mean, it's horrific that the things that happened to you. I mean, you can Google it and you can look on your Facebook page and you can see each one. I mean, someone out there might have lost a child and they're thinking, how the hell do I deal with it? Or even someone who knows someone and wondering how to speak to them. I know I put my foot in it once before when a friend of mine had a baby that was stillborn. And you don't know what to say to those people. I'm Googling it and I thought the best thing to say would be, hey, let's just get back up on the horse and just keep on soldiering on. And it turns out that was the worst thing you could possibly say. Mm. You best just be there for them. I mean, what do you say to someone in that situation?
You just be there for them. There's not much you can say other than, is there anything I can do to support you? And just to know that you're loved. I wasn't loved through my traumas. A lot of people turned their backs on me and judged me. So that's why my mission is so really important, to spread the awareness on how to deal with trauma and situations and to show people how to deal with them, because people don't know how to deal with them. So I'm just here to lead via example. But, you know, since all that happened, I decided to just show everyone what a human is capable of. Like, we're capable of more than we realize. Like, I became an author, a speaker, TV, radio, actress, designer, red carpet host. I'm now like, what am I? I've been published globally like 15 times. And this is all in like 4.5 years since it all happened. So if I can do all this, I know anyone can get over anything if they just choose and decide and keep choosing and deciding.
You think someone's watching over you? Do you think someone's actually speaking to you in another realm and helping you get through all of this?
Many realms, so 12 dimensions. I had my spiritual awakening when I almost killed myself, and I was told to stay because of my mission here.
So where was that? Like, you were just thinking about it and all of a sudden you had a voice in your head?
I had a spiritual awakening. I was planning to check out and I started seeing all these colors and then started hearing other voices, and I got spoken to by the angels. And
was it a voice or just a feeling?
Voices, yes.
And like, you actually heard a man's voice, a woman's voice? Was it a child?
All voices, and some in different languages.
In different languages?
Mm-hmm.
How, what kind of languages?
Light languages. I don't know how to say them. I just know how to hear them.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So my mission
was... And you still hear them today?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Every time I try and get out of my mission, I'm reminded that I'm a chosen one.
and so what is your mission? Just to prove to people that you can do anything?
So I'm here to make massive change.
No matter what you've been through.
Yeah, I'm here to make massive change in the masses. I'm here to inspire and lead and to help people with mental health problems and really shift that vibration of our planet. Mm. So really heal the planet. I'm here to really, really heal. Mm. Like, in the masses, I see seas, I see mountains, I see rivers. Mm. All I see is a sea of heads that I'm here to impact globally. So
what do you mean?
To help save.
Oh, they're the sea of heads that you've got to save. Mm. I think, you know, people like swimming, they're drowning, you've got to help them.
No.
Do you feel like in this day and age, because, you know, mental health has become more of an issue than it ever has, as far as I can see. And I think there's a movement of people like yourself and people like me who are, you know, looking at our thoughts and figuring out that things that we think are just utterly ridiculous, and looking inwards at ourselves and trying to teach other people to do that as well. So there's two different worlds of people that are trying to join together as one to get a better understanding of themselves, and stop the anxiety, stop the depression, and stop thinking things that are just utterly ridiculous.
Absolutely. And this is the year for it. 2019 is for the year for everyone to awaken. You know, we've been programmed by society for so long, what we get taught in school, and to just, you know, all these different programming to not be a human being, to not express, to not feel. And this is the year for change. Like, this is a year for massive change. So you'll find a lot of people are just being vulnerable. They're speaking up. They're visiting their thoughts and their emotions. And that is the key. That is the key to the healing of the planet, is to express and share and get it up and get it out as a human being. Mm. Because society has shown us to be strong and be tough and to look down on people who suffer. And I call bullshit on that. I'm sorry if I'm swearing, but I call bullshit.
That's the internet. You can swear as much as you want.
People who suffer are actually strong. People who suffer should be looked up to, because we're all human beings and we've forgotten who we are. Mm. We've got to talk. We've got to connect. We've got to hug. We've got to kiss. Mm. We've got to laugh. We've got to do all these things that society has squashed for us, and it's time to wake the fuck up.
And would you say that's the number one thing that people need to do if they are going through anxiety, depression, or dealing with something pretty full on in their life, is just to talk about it? Because a lot of people, I know when I was a bit upset about something that might have happened in my life, whether it was, you know, a relationship breaking down, or, you know, parents breaking up, or whatever, as a kid, you sort of go into your own shell, and the depression and sadness just grows. But when you got someone to talk to, it helps get things off your chest, and too many people don't talk about stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, I like both. I like the yin and yang of that. Going within is very, very powerful. So if I have a message for anyone today, going in is very important as well, because you do have the wisdom within yourself, but also going without and finding that yin and yang to be able to express. So it's a matter of flowing the energies of going in and out and in and out and in and out, not keeping it all in, because then that's stagnant and gets stuck.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, you know, that bad energy that you're feeling, you know, keeping it in, it's just going to grow like a ball of
it needs a release.
Sadness. You need, and the best way to release it is
to express it
and you know, get out there. And, you know, I find if I'm a bit depressed and down, I got to get out there and sweat as well.
Amazing.
And exercise. Mm-hmm. I mean, you used to be a personal trainer.
I wasn't a personal trainer, but I was right into my fitness. Yes.
Yeah, right into your fitness. Almost a personal trainer.
Isn't I had a bit of a show.
Personal trainer nowadays when they're right into their fitness. And so it does help when you get out there and you...
Serotonin.
The serotonin, and you just start sweating it out.
Moving your body, sweating it out, getting active. But there's also ways, if you don't want to do that, there's yoga, there's sound therapies, there's essential oils, there's music, there's inspirational quotes. But if I could give one big advice, is learn to inspire the shit out of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. Going within and learning to inspire the shit out of myself. When everyone left me during my traumas, I had to learn to inspire the shit out of myself.
You got to drag yourself out of it, don't you?
Yeah. Even
if other people are talking to you and you do have a support group around you, you still have to drag yourself out of it. You've still got to write lists of all the great things in your life. And even if you think that there's nothing great in your life, there always something is. And that either the most basic of things would be, you're alive. And like you said, you can do absolutely anything. And the only thing that's stopping you is you.
You've just got to keep choosing, deciding, deciding to choose. Choose to decide, decide to choose. That's my recipe. Mm. All right. So every day, no matter what happens, you decide to choose, and you choose to decide. Whatever it may be, just getting out the front door. I've been in situations where I had such social anxiety, I used to disguise myself as a man just to go to Woolworths because I hated myself that much. I was getting bullied.
What?
Yep. I was getting bullied. Really? I was getting bullied after
my... You'd have been a hot-looking bloke.
Oh, thanks, Spike. I didn't wear the red lipstick or have the hair
then. Did you have any gay dudes try and crack under you?
No, because I was in the shops going like this. Stop it.
What did you wear when you dressed as a dude going to Woolworths?
Just trackies and a hat, and I put my head up and no makeup on and just really, like, had my head down.
How far did you take to talk in a deep voice? Like, hey.
No.
I'd just like to buy this milk and this bread, please.
Stop it. This is what an inappropriate moment.
This is true. This is stuff that we need to know.
No,
about when I go to different parts of the world and I feel a different energy about it.
That's just
what is that? Where is it coming from?
Everything is energy. We're all made up of energy, right? Mm. So we're all electric and everything is energy. This table holds an energy. This cup holds an energy. Words hold an energy.
Vibrations.
Yeah, that's right. So what you're just feeling is the energy of that space. So just say we were to step out of this space right now and step into a bottle shop. There'd be a different energy.
It's party time energy.
Or all the people that have walked into that bottle shop that day, we pick up on their energy. So that's why you find if you go in public places, you'll have different feelings of different energy. So when you're in a city, it's very busy and very dense and full
of rat race vibe.
If you go to a beach or Hawaii, it's like tranquil because of the energy of the surroundings of you. So
yeah, well, you know what? I think that's going to help if people move to country areas and just do their work from more relaxing places. And they should be doing that. There's no reason why we have to all be crammed into a city to go to a desk job.
That's it. Nature's the key. Nature's the key. And that's why I turned to crystals. So crystals helped save my life. Basically, with my healing journey, I turned to an amethyst rock. So okay. I hadn't had one
what
before.
What color is that?
Purple.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So it's the stone of all stones, just saying. If I was going to go to a deserted island, I would take an amethyst.
Really? Why is that? What does it do?
It's a superstone of superstones.
And where does it come from? What energy does it have? And how does this work? Tell me now, witch. Tell me your tricks.
So amethyst, okay. So I'll tell you an interesting fact. There's so much to an amethyst, but I'll just tell you an interesting fact about Vikings. So back in the Viking day, for instance, the big tough Vikings would take an amethyst with them for a few different reasons, to give them strength and to give them courage and healing, but to also not let them fall overboard with drunkenness. So
what?
So what it does is
gives you balance.
Gives you balance. Right. So
even when the boat's going.
And they would get drunk on the boat, so it helps with anyone with addictions or drunkenness as well. It keeps that energy clean through the body.
How do they know all this? How do they figure it out? Someone just on a feeling, oh, I feel that, and this is what it makes me do.
And that's what I channel. So that's my gift as well. Mm-hmm. And that's where my career is going. So obviously I do, you know, I do my acting and red carpet and all that stuff on the side. But where I'm going is my crystals, my empire with raising the vibration of the planet. So how I had my epiphany on how to do this was from that amethyst rock saving my life. It was my friend. I would turn to it. I would feel the energy. It was healing me. It was helping me. And I made a necklace to have it with me all the time, an amethyst necklace.
Is that what that is? No, that's not amethyst. What's
no,
that one?
No, clear quartz.
Quartz, yeah, yeah. Oh, is that what this is?
No, that's selenite.
Okay, this isn't a crystal show.
And I would have my moods were so sporadic.
Yeah.
So different crystals hold different energy. So I would want, say, a rose quartz, or I'd want something else. And I would have them down my bra and in my undies. And I thought, how do I heal the world? How do I make people not think it's woo-woo and just for hippies?
Just a minute. You had crystals in your underpants?
Everywhere.
Did they form over time, or did you put them there?
Stop.
Yeah, you put them under your arm. Yeah, actually, you know what? When I had a bike accident a few months ago, someone said, get this, it'll help your bones heal. And I wore it in the sling.
Amazing.
When I broke my clavicle, and I broke four ribs and punctured a lung. And the doctor said I healed really fast.
Yep.
I mean, that could have been a number of things. I mean, I was, you know, doing lots of things to try and make my healing better, like having collagen. And
amazing.
I had an INF machine, a TENS machine, which it's just like vibrations into the bones to help them heal. Now, that might have been it as well, but I'm just still, there's something that I can't get my head around when I know you channel it and something tells you that this crystal does that. But what do you think it is, though? Like, on a scientific level, is it like the vibrations inside that crystal is working with that vibration as a positive and the other way is a negative?
Absolutely.
And it brings you back to center you.
So you already have the wisdom within, but you're questioning yourself.
And I'm working it out as I go.
Right.
That's just like that scientifically that I can
it is. Quantum physics.
Be, yeah.
So guys, start Googling quantum physics. Mike, you already sound like a bit of an expert to me, if I was going to say. You've got that natural ability.
Is that coming from another place?
Yeah. Memories from past lives.
Probably. Oh, the past lives.
Let's think about that. I've actually got a gift for you today, Mike.
You know what?
A gift for you. I am. So about your accident, I picked up on your energy that you just needed that little bit of extra love.
Oh,
so
lovely.
I've made you a tiger's eye necklace with a clear quartz spear.
Oh, my mum used to sell crystals. She said tiger's eye is my actual stone.
There you go.
How did you know that?
I just knew.
You just picked up on it.
A
little magician.
Energy.
Oh, it's got a spearhead on there.
Yeah, click
on. If anyone attacks me, I can just go away. You cannot make crystals. Oh, that's cool.
So that will help you. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Put it on now. Is this how I wear it?
You could, and see now that's working on your third eye.
Hello, and welcome to Mike's Crystal Show. Today, we have crystal guru, Beck McMillan. She's given me some tiger's eye and some quartz. This is where I wear it when I go shopping.
Yeah, actually, that looks pretty cool if you're going to some kind of...
Oh, this is my new look. This is what I'm doing. Yeah. Give me a bit of a stylist as well, so you...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is probably what I should go for now. Yeah. Or what is this doing? Explain to me this tiger's eye. Why is it my stone? Who figured that out?
Well, in a nutshell, it's really good at balancing the masculine energies. So it's good for women as well that need that bit of masculine if they need to get things done and are feeling quite vulnerable. But for the man, it helps you to be able to channel your masculine energies and support you through your masculine energy. So men find it hard to balance their emotions, but has to still get things done.
Mm.
So this will really give you the strength and courage and healing through that. Oh, that looks really cool.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. So it's a really good masculine stone, supportive stone for men in general.
Yeah. Can you sap the energy from a crystal and you have to recharge them? Because I heard a rumor you've got to put them out in moonlight or something freaky like that.
Yeah. So there's a few ways. So obviously the moonlight, the full moon, you can do 72 hours. So you can do it before the full moon, during the full moon, and just after.
How is moonlight recharging a crystal? Energy. Like recharging
that's
a battery?
The energy.
The moon center, well, yeah, I guess it moves tides in and out. Why couldn't it?
And it does for humans. So you'll find a lot of...
Oh, we're made of water.
Yeah, so the humans are ruled by the moon as well. So you'll find with me when it's coming up to a full moon, my behavior's all over the place, my sleep's all over the place, and you'll find there's a lot of people out there that are affected by whatever's going on out in the galaxy. So
yeah, it's like if it's a full moon, you go out on the town, people acting a little bit cray-cray, not just because they're drinking, but...
Because of the energy.
Right.
Yeah.
So why does a full moon send you crazy?
Because of the intensity of the energy that it's sending down here.
Right. Mm. And that's the energy gets... soaked up into those crystals.
And into us as well. So everything gets affected by it. So you can also wake crystals up with breath. So you can just breathe on them and wake them up and clean them. Or you can put them in...
Actually, that's a bit...
Anything but nature. So sand, the salt water, dirt, leaves, anything nature, or holds a vibration as well.
It's all about the vibrations.
Yes.
That's incredible, man. And so you've got this jewelry business. What do you call it? You got a name for it?
So Luminous Crystal. So Luminous Crystal was where my baby was born. I've got some beautiful business partners in with me, Regan Helia, Maria White, and Christy Ord. We're taking this. We've hit 8 different countries and we haven't even launched yet. And our new business, Regan and I's new business, is Luminous Style. So basically, I travel all over the world and soul style people. So basically, I'm
soul style. So you meet someone and go, this suit's not working for you. You need to wear some happy pants and a floral shirt. Or what do you actually dress them for their job, or do you dress them for the energy that they
have? Whatever that they need. So we do a channeling session and we talk about what's going on in their life and where they would like to go, or where they may be stuck in, or their vision. And then I step into the vision and I change them into that. So I help that by supporting them with the crystals, with my mindset coaching, whatever I dress them in. You'll find whatever you wear will affect your energy, whether it be the colors, the way that it sits on you. You know, you find it. So if I'm dressed like this today, I feel good, I feel confident. It's a different energy to say if I was in tracksuit pants and a gym top. It's just the way we work. It's just our human nature. So basically, I go in, I restyle you, I give you the confidence that you need, and I support you with the crystal energy as well. So working for high-profile people, rebranding. So I have the full team. I go in with videographer, makeup artist, photography, whole new wardrobes, crystals, and I have an energy healer there holding space for this transaction as well, and this new space that the people are going to step into. And it's really exciting. So I fly to LA next week.
Yeah, cool.
The very beautiful woman that I'm going to be serving, and turn her into someone that is actually going to stop traffic.
Oh, okay. In what way? Like,
well, going from the girl,
she's a stop girl.
She's a very beautiful human. She's so smart, and she's got a big mission to do here, and she's so intelligent, and you know, she's got huge movement to make in this world. So going from the girl next door look to someone that's literally going to stop traffic.
Okay, and what's she do? Is she an actor, or is she a?
So she does
in LA.
She's basically going to stop poverty for this world. So she's a very, very smart woman. She works with mindset coaching as well, business coaching. She helps men with traumas, but basically she teaches, she's putting in systems all throughout the world to stop poverty. So this woman's very important for our planet.
Wow, that's cool. Mm. Is that the main thing that you're going to focus on now, or are you just going to keep doing all these other things?
There's eight companies coming up, and they all have to do with crystals.
Eight
companies.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
You're the big CEO running it all.
Yeah, you want to be my CEO?
I don't know if I've got the time.
Hang on, Regan, I don't know if
I don't know if enough crystals. gut feelings and intuition when I might go there. Like, actually, when I bought this, I was in a crystal shop. I went in and have a look because I knew I was going to be speaking to you eventually one day, and I'd injured myself in an accident, and there's something that was, I thought, I really like this. This is really cool. But it was $120. And then I saw it a few weeks later for $30, the same size. So you've got to shop around.
You do.
But what is that voice? Where does it come from? And how do you tune into that?
But although that was $120, that actual particular rock chose you.
Mm.
So maybe another one might have been $30 but had a different vibration to this, right? So it's like going to a restaurant. You might get served pizza and then you get served pizza, right?
Yeah.
You know, which one's going to be more beneficial for you.
Gotcha.
Now,
how do you tune into that voice that tells you, you know, whether to hang out with that person? How do you tune into that energy?
Intuition, always go to your gut instead of your mind. It's just a feeling. It's just a knowing. It's just a knowing, Mike. Like, you need to choose that. Like, I knew Tiger's Eye was for you. It's just knowing. We all have that ability.
Mm.
It's just that society just squashes it out of, this is the way we should think. This is the way we should feel. This is what we should do because that's what media says or that's what school says. So.
Is there a crystal that amplifies that energy and that intuition that...
There's lots. Oh, look, if I was going to say clear quartz. Clear quartz is really great.
That's why you always got that on. That's the winning crystal.
If I was to say a winner, I'm prejudiced. Amethyst is my stone. It's my super stone and my everything stone for the masculine and for the feminine, as well as children.
Yeah.
So I'll give you my top four.
Top four stones. Okay. Back McMillan. Here they come.
So we've got amethyst, we've got selenite, we've got rose quartz and clear quartz.
Okay, cool. What about diamonds?
Diamonds are amazing.
What do they do?
So,
besides get you married and engaged.
Diamonds really amplify everything about your being. So how can we explain a diamond? So if you want the source of energy, you go to a diamond. So basically, it goes on the chart. It goes diamond, Herkimer diamond, and clear quartz, then selenite. So
this is one of a diamond, a couple of a diamond.
Sort of.
Wow,
I cool. work with Herkimer diamonds, so I'm actually doing a Herkimer diamond collection. That's Herkimer diamonds are formed in New York, so you'll see me.
They're formed in New York. Mm. They actually make them.
No, they're formed. They form
underground.
Yeah.
In New York. Mm. What, in the sewer? There's no mines in New York. What are you talking about?
I really don't know. They just form in New York. That's where they were found. And that's where they were formed. Herkimer diamonds. That's an interesting fact. So New York Fashion Week, here I come with some Herkimer
Never
diamonds.
Never even heard of a Herkimer diamond. Sounds cool. Fashion Week. You're going to Fashion Week.
That's my aim for next year.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I know the Met Ball was on this week, and this is going to date this whole interview. Yeah, but Beyonce looked amazing, and you know Kim Kardashian rocked up half naked, and Kanye West just wore a black Dickies jacket and jeans.
Wow, at least they're just being authentic to themselves.
He's like,
right?
I don't really care about this. So it's a spotlight for her, dressing up in crazy stuff.
I respect that so much. See how, you know, he holds space for her to do whatever she wants, and then she says, okay, you can do whatever you want. That's so beautiful. I love that. I respect that.
It made me want to run out and buy the latest Dickies jacket.
Yeah, or hang on, what did you have on your story the other day? Was it Gucci that got it all wrong? A spaceman?
What are you talking about?
Oh, you had on your story.
I was wearing Gucci? What?
No, you were in a store window and there was like a...
That was just some wanky label from Paris, and the outfit actually looked like they were landing on another planet. It wasn't Gucci, it wasn't Chanel, it was just on
something
expensive French label that you'd be paying $2,000 for a t-shirt. It wasn't Guess. One of them. Greg McMillan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We should do this more often because you've always got so many amazing stories.
Yeah.
And I love hearing about how you've helped other people, and if people out there want your help or need a little bit of guidance, how do they find you?
Just on Facebook at the moment. Like, I kind of live on Facebook or Instagram, of course, but Facebook has more of my energy. There's lots coming up for me this year, as in I'm getting back more into speaking, and there's a certain front cover of a magazine coming up that's going to be everywhere in Australia and overseas. So there's some exciting stuff coming up really, really soon for me. And Just follow me on Facebook.
Greg McMillan on Facebook. What about your Instagram? Do you want a few people to go there?
Yeah, go to my Instagram. Go to Facebook. Don't have a website or anything. I'm just too busy for that.
And where do they buy your stuff?
So we're in pre-launch at the moment, so we should be launching in the next couple of months, but I'm taking private clients at the moment that I do custom channeling with, and I create just for them, and I do that globally worldwide for a lot of people. So if you want me to channel for you immediately and create and design for you immediately, just contact me through Facebook, and we get on a call and we go from there.
Nice. Beck McMillan.
Mike.
Crystal guru to the stars. She ain't no witch. Is witchery a real thing?
I'm a cool witch. I'm a cool witch.
Are you a witch?
Okay, alright.
Are you a witch?
I'm a super witch.
You are a witch.
Yeah.
We used to burn people like her at the stake.
Yeah, I think I've been burnt before in a past life.
Thanks, lovely.
Thank you.
The witchery podcast is a whole nother row.
Yeah, we'll do that next time over a glass of red, right?
Yeah, we need to drink more on this show. I mean. Thanks so much, lovely. You're great.
Okay,
appreciate
bye.
It. Awesome. Patrick Miller. And that's still rolling. Let me take a little photo as well.
Oh, are you getting that?
When do feminists go too far?
Oh, God, I see it so much lately, and it actually really embarrasses me for us women. I think us women, it's our job. A strong woman will hold space for men. You know, we're the nurturer as well. We can be leaders, but we've got to nurture our men as well and show them it's okay to show all shades of themselves. So feminism, they've got it all wrong.
What do you think of men who call themselves feminists?
All these titles, I call bullshit on it. Can't people just be who they want to be? Can't we just hold
labels.
Space?
Labels, you hit the nail on the head. Calling people this, calling people that. Let's just all be nice to each other.
Let's just
do the right thing. Let's give good advice. Let's be a friend. Let's be loving and caring to each other.
Yeah, it's not all.
Show some
perfect.
Empathy.
Yeah, empathy.
Something politicians could learn.
Yeah, don't get me started on politicians. I think that's the key. And as well, look, it's not all great. It's not all love and it's not all fairies and it's not all dust. That's not the way life works. Hang on, Mike's just checking cameras here. Can't see who's got on there. Someone's...
Oh, you bastard.
When did that stop?
No, it's just saying unable to read memory card, reinsert memory card. But it's been recording before, wasn't it?
We're having technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
Who have I got here?
Let me see where it stopped.
Laura. I did this with my... Oh, do you, Laura, darling? And I've got Jodie on there. Beautiful girls. How are we?
It was recording before I checked it, didn't I?
Yeah, when did it stop recording?
I don't know, I'm just trying to figure it out. It's like... It just says unable to read memory card, but...
Does it have a minute that it stopped?
Mm.
Hey, girls!
I might just put another memory... I'm going to find out where we were. Sorry, Dale.
That's okay. What I might do is I'll just talk to my life people for a little bit. We got
talk to your pants.
Love your heart,